from the church, keep that little spot on the bench warm. And when someone comes along with the knee, they have this attitude. I'm sick, you know, as if, you know, they're different and they're better. So then they don't realize that they're messing up their chance to actually get into the kingdom. Being saved is one thing. Getting into the kingdom is another thing. And that's our responsibility. Our job is to do what we need to do to get into the kingdom. He's done his job by giving us grace. Well, being merciful with us, with his salvation, because we should have been dead a long time ago. We should have been gone. All that craziness and things we were doing before should have taken us out long ago. But and that's the way how I looked at this when I read this, because I've known people who've actually said, "I'm saved," but wouldn't think, I should say that, you had to work with them to get them the dirt of their hands to do something. And all I kept thinking is, you don't get it. It's more to it than just getting up, joining church, saying I'm saved, and okay, maybe you're not partying anymore, or you're not doing this and the other, but you're still not doing, being Christ-like, being a Christian. So that I often tell myself over and over again, I'm a Christian, I'm like Christ, I'm a Christian, I'm like Christ. And get that in my spirit so that I know what I'm doing isn't something Christ would do. It's just like the bracelets that we used to wear, you know, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Are you being like Christ? I mean, are you talking to people like Christ? And are you treating people like Christ?
Could it be that those people who have that spot in the pew are really saved, but maybe they're missing the blessing?
That's a good point.
Seeing others, helping others.
But in missing their blessing, aren't they also missing blessing other people? Because they were blessed?
But I'm not sure I'd take it so far as to say they aren't saved. And
oh, is it almost already? Oh.
See, to me, that's where it goes from grace to legalism.
You gotta tip it up.
Then you start beating people up with the law and say, why aren't you? You oughta, you gotta, you shoulda, why am I?
What's gonna happen when we find ourselves in this position?
Well, that's his job.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and I struggle with that all the time. Because I see opportunities and I see people who have a lot of resources and I see people.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, now see, I take it one step further because we believe in infant baptism. So they're sitting there going, I've been saved since the beginning. I don't have to do nothing. You know, and I have to constantly tell myself, that may be true. Maybe you don't have to do anything. Man, are you missing the bus?
Right. It's like that the prayer of Jabez that was very popular for a while.
Uh-huh.
And the, you know, not... It is a blessing. When we have one of those opportunities and we pass it by, it's not that we're passing by helping that person and giving them a blessing. We're passing the blessing that God has in store for us by not responding to that. And I think,
but now on the other hand, having said that, John says, you did not choose me, or God said, you did not choose me. I chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then Scripture also says, any tree that doesn't bear fruit, I'll cut it down and throw it in the fire.
That's
see?
What I'm thinking.
So,
yeah.
We just love them and let God judge them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
And I'm sitting with you.
Okay, everyone, we're going to go ahead and bring this to a close. My apologies for interrupting. I'm sure most of you, as our table did, had a wonderful discussion about this question tonight. And, excuse me. Okay, and one thing I forgot to tell you is that question is actually from a book entitled At Ease, discussing money and values in small groups, and it's a book that was written by John and Sylvia Ronsvale with the help of Milo Kaufman, and that's a book that's been around about 4 years now, and I've had to look at Milo. I've had the chance to actually read a copy of it. It is a very good book, and it's a very interesting book, and it's something you might want to pick up for your own churches. At this time, we're going to have our roundtable discussion. I'm sorry, yeah, our roundtable interview, excuse me. And then we have Brant Hansen, and he's from WDWS, and he'll be interviewing Pastor Ronald Baker, the pastor of Jericho Missionary Baptist Church, and Pastor Larry Bell, who is the pastor of Friendship Lutheran Church of Joy. Both churches are here in Champaign. Once they're done with this interview, we'll be blessed for a couple of selections from the Jericho Missionary Baptist Choir. Brett?